M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Millions of Americans are bracing for severe weather today from out west to the Midwest and down south. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it all.
The same system that lashed the West Coast during the New Year's weekend is now producing severe weather down across the southeastern states. The other story, of course, is another major storm system will be lashing the West Coast during the next 24 to 72 hours or so.
It is expected to bring rain and dangerous winds that could knock out more power to the region. Thousands are still in the dark around Sacramento. Meantime, our Vicky Barker sweating it out in London.
4 days into January, and national temperature records have already fallen in 8 European countries, regional records in another 3. Meteorologists are calling this the most extreme weather event in European history.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is granting visas again for the first time since 2017. That's when embassy workers and diplomats were getting sick from so-called Havana syndrome following alleged sonic attacks. It expects to give about 20,000 visas a year. The FDA says women seeking abortion pills in the U.S. can now get them by mail. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
This is huge because it means that even though many states have taken steps to restrict abortions, especially at clinics, the use of mail drugs for women who want to end their own pregnancies is not likely to stop.
The new Congress is off to a rocky but historic start in the House. Reps will vote again today after failing to elect a speaker. CBS's Jared Hill has the latest.
Republicans failed to unite behind California Congressman Kevin McCarthy's bid to become speaker. It's the first time in 100 years that it's taken multiple rounds to elect a speaker.
Democrats were united in their support for New York's Hakeem Jeffries. A new alert system for indigenous people has been activated in Colorado. KCNC reporter Marissa Armas has more.
Jennifer Black Elk has been searching for her nephew Juan Blioyate Vigil.
Whatever leaves we can think of.
The 27-year-old Lakota man has been missing since December 29th. Wombly's case is the first to activate the statewide missing indigenous person alert. The new alert system went live on Friday, but because it was a holiday weekend, advocates say that alert took too long to get out to the public.
If this was an Amber Alert, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a holiday, so it shouldn't matter if it's a Lakota man on a holiday or a white child on a holiday. That response should have been immediate.
The alert system's so new, but authorities say they are working on fixing its failures. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Three more of Scott Walker's people have resigned from state board appointments more than a year and a half after their terms ended. Kelly Tordo, Mary Williams, and Becky Levzo stepped away from the Technical College System Board last week. Governor Evers' appointees can now begin serving. Many of them have been going to meetings, but haven't been able to vote until confirmed by the state Senate. Police say they found the body of a missing man near the Wisconsin Dells. Rescue crews found his body in the Wisconsin River yesterday morning. Matthew Haas was last seen alive on New Year's Day. Investigators say they don't think he was murdered based on the evidence they have so far. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night 123-113. Wisconsin edged out Minnesota 60-63. And Marquette cruised past St. John's 96-85. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I
listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Man, it's beautiful outside, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 40 degrees, man.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and you know, 40 degrees in January is, you know, you just have to understand just how fortunate we are, even if it's for one day. 40 degrees, man.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah. This is great. Like,
yeah, well, we were begging for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, it's 35 below with the wind chill and the weather gods looked down on us, man, and gave us a respite. And when you're in the throes of winter and the winter is just beginning, every day you get a break and you're not under, you know, a bunch of snow and freezing your backside off, man, you got to be just blessed and thankful. And so I am. And, you know, it's, and you should be too. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about this morning, and I got some bones to pick. Clearly, you know, there's some things going on that I think we all should be talking about. And I want to begin the show with, I don't know, Connor, you've never heard of Pope Benedict the 16th. Did you go to parochial school?
No, I did not.
Okay, so Pope Benedict the 16th passed this past weekend. And, you know, he certainly is being honored as, you know, people come from far and near to, you know, pray over him and sing his praises. And, you know, a pope is, you know, when you get to the level of a pope, you're immortalized, basically is what it is. And you are basically in charge of the Catholic Church and all of the renderings and all of the things around Catholicism, and you're the guy who's, you know, buck stops with you. Well, you did hear about, Connor, you know, all of the exposure by the Catholic Church over the last 10 to 12 years of all of the sexual abuse of children. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Very much so.
I don't understand how, you know, people who are, you know, talking about religion in and religious beliefs and what all of that means and what all of that stands for. And you find out that the leaders in the religion that your faith is built on are molesting children. And somehow that's dismissed. Right? I mean, how do you dismiss that? How can you act as if that didn't happen? I just don't understand that, man. You know, I don't care if what your religion is. The more digging that they've done to uncover the abuses that had taken place in the Catholic Church, and somehow that's forgiven, you know, that's blasphemy. You can't talk about the creation and the creator and all of those things and then ignore it. Somebody help explain to me how you get over that. The damage that was done. And yet, this Pope, Pope Benedict, yeah, you can say he was the first person to address it. All the other popes ignored it. You know, he listened to some of the grievances. But as far as doing the things that should have been done to prevented even more, he didn't do. And listen, talk with families of children who were molested and all of the damage permanent that was done to those lives. How do you dismiss that? And then look at the Pope. You know, as some infallible person, when the creator of all of this, I guarantee you, he's not going to be forgiven for what has transpired as people line up now to pay homage to this man. I don't care. You talk about whatever good he did. The bad far outweighs the good. It has to. Tens of thousands of children were molested under his watch. So on his deathbed, he basically asked for forgiveness from the people who he let down. And I know people will say, well, you know, that was a long time ago. No, the people's lives have forever been changed. And all of the people who were aware, you know, how can you even, you know, I don't know how you can even go and visit his remains. I'm asking. I'm not a Catholic. So I don't know. And I know the strength of the religion. Trust me, I do. But I don't know how you can reconcile and just forget that this took place. And when you look down at the remains of Pope Benedict the 16th, what should he be remembered for? He should always be remembered for being a person who was aware of all these lives that were destroyed. And not for the romantic side of things. Well, you know, he's the Pope and our religion says, you know, we have to honor him. No. If anybody else, and I don't care if this was, you know, a Baptist, Protestant, a Methodist, an Episcopalian, a Church of God in Christ, anybody who did what these men did should be ostracized. Not honored. How do you honor that? I'm asking. And I know there are Catholics in the listening audience. So I'm just, you know, how is it okay? He's dead now. I get that. But all the people who are honoring him and from around the world who are coming to pay homage to this man. The world is really in total disarray. Down is up, up is down, left is right, right is left. And in the world of religion, for heaven's sakes. You know, I remember at a different radio station, there was a gentleman who was molested, and he would always call me and ask to come on as he was almost single-handedly fighting the battle for others like himself who had been sexually molested by a certain priest in the city of Milwaukee, who is now as prominent a priest as there is anywhere in the country. But, you know, this guy had molested this young man, and he was trying to bring attention to it, and I would have him on the show from time to time. And the response that people gave was, hey, that's our guy. And meaning the priest. And we're going to support him regardless. This guy's lying. Well, it was at the time when the information about what had been taking place that many people knew but ignored was starting to be exposed. And I would let this guy come on. He wasn't young at that time. I don't know. He might have been about 40. But he kept this battle up. And even in the face of people disliking him, Catholics, because he exposed someone they loved, they turned on him. I'll never understand that. Never will. Listen, got to go to a break. Jake, I see you. We'll come to you after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 36. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow, lows around 29. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 34. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, Pope Benedict XVI has passed. And as we watch people from all over the world mourn his passing, the scourge of child sexual abuse in the church haunted Benedict from the beginning of his rise through the hierarchy to his last year as a frail retired pope, having had to deal with all of this information about priests who had been molesting children and the major cover-up that allowed priests and sexual abuse, child sexual abusers, to move from place to place, even though it had already been known that they had been molesting children. But that was ignored and covered up, and the priests were allowed to continue to go on this horrific charade of molesting more and more children in different places. And Pope Benedict had that guilt to deal with, because even though he was made aware of it, you know, there were times that he continued to do what many other popes had done, and that was to ignore it. Let's go to Jake. Hey, Jake, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I am just disgusted with the way the American media kissed Pope Benedict's ass on his way out the door straight to hell. And when Benedict gets to hell, he can explain to the devil why he did all the evil things he did in his life. Like, oh, you know, being a member of the Hitler Youth, for instance, not to mention having covered up for thousands of pedophile priests in the Catholic Church, you know, internationally, not just here in America.
Right.
Okay, they molested tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of children, and very few priests were ever held accountable. All the church under Benedict did, and Benedict was not only the protector of the far-right conservative doctrine, which is why the corporate media loves the guy, because he's far-right. Okay, that's the fact of the matter. But he also protected the pedophiles. And all these QAnon folks are looking for a pedophilia scandal, for a conspiracy. Hello, the Catholic Church. How about the Southern Baptists, who just been busted for doing the same damn thing, where instead of calling the police on the pedophile priest, You know, what their bosses of the Catholic Church did was move them from one diocese to another. Just simply move them to a new town so they could just go out there and molest more children. That's all the Catholic Church ever did, facilitate.
So let me ask you, Jake, do you think that the people who are now lining up to see the remains of this man are aware of his history and what he did? And even
no, because I don't think they are.
I think that there are people who are aware, but who just the power of, you know, what the Pope stands for.
Right,
and that religion supersedes all of that. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Make your point.
Well, there's a certain thing where people, you know, paying their respects to a dead man. I understand that. I understand all that. You know, and people also have to remember the Pope is not just a religious leader. He's the political leader of the Vatican, which has a seat in the United Nations. So he's like the president, in addition to being the religious guru. But here's a guy who got fired from his job as president of the Vatican, the Pope, for having covered up and facilitated the sexual abuse of children on a massive, horrific, unimaginable scale that the Pope had to be fired and they had to go get a new one. That hasn't happened in, what, 6 or 7 centuries? Because it's usually the Pope dies, then they get a new one. But no, they had to get rid of this guy immediately. And the mainstream corporate media, a lot of people don't know what really happened because the mainstream corporate media in America is afraid of the Catholic Church. And they didn't tell everybody everything they should have known about this.
Well, you know, clearly the damage that has been done to so many lives, and yes, there are people who left the Catholic Church after they found out the truth of what was taking place, but I'm sure many of them have come and are now, you know, paying respect. How do you pay respect, man? To a person who destroyed those many lives, man. You know, that's, I guess, to me, more than anything else, Jake, that's the part of it I don't understand, that, you know, thousands and thousands of people are coming to pay respect to this man. And when you are coming to pay respect to a person who, in my estimation, who was a part of destroying, as you stated, tens of thousands of lives. And if you count all of the popes priests that were under, you know, the thumb of Pope Benedict the 16th, you clearly could be right. Hundreds of thousands of people's lives that were destroyed. I don't know how you get beyond that, man.
No, especially since he's responsible for it having continued for decades.
Right.
He was the guy in the church. He was the enforcer of the doctrine, and he was the guy who enforced the whole thing about only male priests, only unmarried priests. Here's the problem with the Catholic Church. Why in the hell are they still following this rule of we can only have a man as priest, or we can only have an unmarried, sexless, celibate, supposedly celibate man as a priest? What kind of nonsense is that? And they're still doing that? Oh, that's thanks to Benedict. That's why.
Well, hey, Jake, man, great stuff, man. Great stuff. I really appreciate it. You know, this is not a conversation that people really want to hear, but I can't help it. It's the truth. And it's facts. And it makes people have to look at themselves. I get it. Got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms will hit millions of Americans today in several states. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
A line of strong thunderstorms and possible tornadoes runs from the Florida Panhandle straight on up into the western sections of the Carolinas.
Southwest Airlines is trying to make it right with thousands of passengers left stranded recently after a system meltdown. CBS's Courtney Keeley.
Southwest is giving passengers whose flights were canceled or delayed more than 3 hours between December 24th and January 2nd, 25,000 frequent flyer bonus points as a, quote, gesture of goodwill.
The FDA is giving women access to the abortion pill by mail. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
What they found was because these drugs can be used for lawful purposes, frankly, in every state, the fact that they could also be used for abortions does not make them in violation of the federal law.
All types of abortion are banned in about a dozen states. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Three more of Scott Walker's people have resigned from state board appointments more than a year and a half after their terms ended. Kelly Tordeau, Mary Williams, and Becky Levzo stepped away from the Technical College System Board last week. Governor Evers' appointees can now begin serving. Many of them have been going to meetings, but haven't been able to vote until confirmed by the state Senate. Police say they found the body of a missing man near the Wisconsin Dells. Rescue crews found his body in the Wisconsin River yesterday morning. Matthew Haas was last seen alive on New Year's Day. Investigators say they don't think he was murdered based on the evidence they have so far. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night 123-113. Wisconsin edged out Minnesota 60-63. And Marquette cruised past St. John's 96-85. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Now, I was going to leave this, but I got to do one more segment And it's Pope Benedict the 16th, and what, you know, the fact that there's so many people who are still idolizing this man and coming to see his remains. And it's not even just the fact that, you know, he knew that these priests had been molesting all of these children and destroying their lives. But he was also the guy who was still around and still in charge when these lawsuits came into vogue, as the truth came out about what was taking place in the Catholic Church, many abusers and victims lined up to sue the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church was able to hide money and protect the Catholic Church and the archdiocese from restitution of all of those people and their lives that were destroyed. And so there are lawsuits that are still pending after all of this time, as the Catholic Church continues to not want to pay restitution for these horrific crimes that were done. And so Pope Benedict is the 16th, he no longer has to worry about that. You know, his predecessor, Pope Francis, now inherits all of that. And you know, and so that is the part of all of this. There are people right now trying to clear up the history of Pope Benedict the 16th, but they'll never be able to clear it up. You know, his legacy, it will always be, it doesn't matter, you know, how anybody else looks at it. It's clear what his legacy is. In the United States, a scandal that erupted in Boston has shaken nearly every part of the country. The church in Ireland, once a fortress of Catholicism, was so decimated by abuse scandals that Benedict in 2010 wrote the first pastoral letter from a pope on the issue of abuse. "You have suffered grievously, and I am truly sorry," he wrote. A 2021 report in France alleged that hundreds of thousands of children had been abused by the church there. Church leaders who once considered the crises an invention of liberals and lawyers or a problem of drummed up by an anti-Catholic news media now acknowledge that it is everywhere. And Francis, after his own missteps, introduced rules to hold the hierarchy more accountable. But supporters of Benedict and even his critics acknowledge that Francis built on Benedict's reforms. Before the deluge that overwhelmed the church, the cases dripped in during the 1980s, often from English-speaking countries, and fell on his desk at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. In 1988, he pressed the Vatican's canon law department, which required long church trials to address accusations, to give him a freer hand to more quickly remove abusive priests. It refused, arguing that such a move would deprive priests of due process, and as a result, bishops sought to cure them with prayer and therapy, or simply relocated abusers to other parishes where they prayed on more children. And that is going to be the legacy of, you know, Pope Benedict the 16th. Not that he tried to create the reforms, which nobody can take away from his legacy. He did attempt to do that, but the fact that he still covered up in what had taken place in the Catholic Church. And so that will be his legacy. And, you know, clearly the church's legacy. And, you know, you just, I don't understand, you know, and I'm not Catholic, so I don't understand how, you know, that kind of abuse, that whoever your God is clearly saw, clearly knows about, and clearly won't be forgiving of those who partook in that. But anyway, I want to move on, and I want to talk. I was at a press conference on yesterday in the city of Milwaukee, and it was about the fact that, you know, about the killings that are taking place in the city of Milwaukee, and, you know, the fact that there were 220 or so people murdered in Milwaukee last year. And so we began the new year by 17-year-old being murdered yesterday or day before yesterday, and a 16-year-old being a part of the person pulling the trigger along with a 22-year-old. And so there is an entity in the city of Milwaukee called the Office of Violence Prevention that I'm not going to say they don't do good work. Because what they do, and the interrupters, they're basically interrupters. Connor, you ever have an interrupter?
I haven't.
Okay, so what interrupters are people who have, and this happens all over the country, people who have lived lives similar to those who are, you know, in street life, right? The kind of life that, you know, violence is, you know, that so many young people and others are living. You're on the street and you're living this life that is full of violence. Well, violence interrupters are guys and young ladies who have lived that life, who have changed their lives, and who hear stories and have their ears to the ground about what's happening in the community and what's about to happen. You know, they certainly find out through Facebook and other places, people who have grudges and who are going to do something, right? And retaliation or whatever those things are for maybe somebody else being murdered. So to their credit, they go into these really terrible situations and try to talk people into, you know, having conversation and dialogue and not killing. So to the credit of violence interrupters and others, they do a job that nobody else would do. And they help keep that number down even more. But after this press conference on yesterday that I went to, as the media, other you know, television media was there, And as the new year starts, I had to ask the question, what are the plans? For the last 4 years in the city of Milwaukee, we've watched the murder rate go from 99 4 years ago to 199 3 years ago, almost 100% increase in murder in 1 year, to 206 or so 2 years ago, and then this past year, record-breaking. Each one of those years has been record-breaking over the last 3 years, up to 220 this past year. And I had to ask the question, what is the plan? I mean, it can't be that we're going to pray, right? I mean, praying is okay, But praying's not going to solve what is taking place. Not one elected official was there. None. I don't understand. During all of these killings in the city of Milwaukee, rarely, if ever, outside of the mayor, rarely, if ever, do you hear any alderperson, talk about all of these killings. Shouldn't that matter? If you're an alderman and these killings are taking place in the district where you are, don't you have a responsibility to say something, to do something? You can't be silent. What we're dealing with is the entire year of all these killings, children, elderly. Not a peep out of our elected officials. So what is the point? You know, so people wind up in office and it becomes a career path for them. And so they don't address, and I'm not saying that they need to have the answers. It's complex. It's complicated. There's a whole different assortment of reasons that people are slaughtering one another. But we have to look for leadership somewhere. Shouldn't there be some political leadership? Excuse me. City, county, state? What is the point of electing people when it's time to lead that they disappear? I'm not saying that the alderperson can fix what's going on there, but let us know you have a pulse. Let us know you're there. Let us know you feel the pain of the constituents. Nobody's asking you to be do something that is almost impossible to do. Those of us who are in the know and understand, we know why these killings are taking place, and because we know that the city of Milwaukee is one of the worst places in the entire nation for people of color to live. The fact that people are so poor, people of color in the city of Milwaukee, and that their lives don't have any value. Listen, if I don't know, if I'm a person who doesn't think that my life has any value, what makes you think that I'm going to think your life has any value? At the root of all of this is, again, people who don't believe their lives have any value. And how did people get to a point where they believe their lives don't have any value? Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 36, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight, 29, cloudy skies expected. Chance of snow again tomorrow, high of 34. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. I mean, here's the story. Two people were arrested after a 17-year-old boy was killed in a shooting on Milwaukee's North Side late Sunday. The two arrested, a 16-year-old boy and a 22-year-old man, were also injured in the same shooting, which was reported at 11:20 p.m., in the 3200 block of West Villard Avenue. The victim has not yet been publicly identified. Police said the 16-year-old was taken to a hospital from the scene while the 22-year-old initially fled, but later summoned help on the 2600 block of West Hampton. He was then hospitalized. Police said charges are pending with Milwaukee County. Here's what I want to ask. You know, how do we get to a point in a society where people just don't think their lives have any value? Connor, you come from a city, Chicago, where you've witnessed and probably one of the reasons why you got out of there, the fact that you've got all these people. Far too many whose lives don't have any value. They don't believe their lives have any value. They wake up every morning in a country that claims to have, you know, people from all over the world are trying to get here because of opportunities. But yet so many people live in this country, in cities, that don't believe there are any opportunities. And so they wake up every morning and ask the question, why am I living in this hell? How come I can't? Let's put it this way. Let's say you're a person who smokes cigarettes, Connor, right? And you can never even afford to buy a pack of cigarettes. You know that exists. And so you are a father, you have children, your child might want a McDonald's hamburger, right? Not asking too much. You can't deliver a McDonald's hamburger to your child. So what do people do? They survive. They prey off of one another. Because to them, this is the only life that they know. And so their life has no value, so they don't think anybody else's life has any value. Now, that's one thing, and that's difficult enough when you're adults thinking like that, but when children also are caught up in that, that's what we're dealing with. Connor, you say what?
Yeah, I mean, there's a plethora of separate reasons, but insofar as my personal experience as a child growing up there, that's the way that it you know, that's how you interpret it. That's how you interpret it.
You mean that is hopeless?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like walking down the street, you know, looking at people just, you know, sitting out in front of places, not really having any aim or focus, and, you know, in like images like that, like without any context or understanding, can, you know, it impacts people and it creates, you know, that impact kind of ensures, unfortunately, sometimes that it happens in the next generation. So,
well, it's generational.
Exactly. So,
and so we live in a society that is aware of it and unwilling. Here's a prime example. The state of Wisconsin has a $6 billion surplus. That's $6 billion laying around. Well, what do we do with the $6 billion? Well, I think what we'll do is we'll give everybody, especially the wealthy, because they put more money in than everybody else, we just give that back to the people who put it in. And I'm saying there's something better you can do with that $6 billion that will help address the killing fields in cities across this nation. Why would you not look at that? Why is that not an epidemic? The fact that so many people are dying on the streets in this country, American citizens, every single second of every minute of every hour of every day. And we know it. Well, we need more law enforcement. I was listening to, I think it was somebody in the state legislature on yesterday who they interviewed, and they asked him, well, what are we going to do with, you know, these surpluses? Should we give it some of that money to the cities, you know? And the guy's response was, yeah, we'll give it to the cities, but law enforcement. What? That mindset and that way of thinking is at the root of what the problems are. Listen, stop thinking that the only answer to these things are law enforcement. It's not. Law enforcement is never going to fix this. I don't care what you feel in your heart. Law enforcement is not the answer to what's taking place in the killing fields in central cities across this nation. Not. So when you got that in your mind, you are as far away from the solution as anybody could be. Can money solve the problem? In some instances, yes. I'm not talking about getting handouts. I'm talking about the fact that there's got to be an organized effort and people who sit down, who understand what has transpired in these urban centers. I know I've lived long enough to have seen them deteriorate. I was fortunate and blessed in my generation to not have to live our lives the way people in these areas today are. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you will come to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.